Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us
to you. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Emmanuel to give us his testimony. Please put your hands together as we welcome Emmanuel.
Amen. My name is Emmanuel Okulu from the ever prestigious Anakazu Bible and Ministry Training Center. Amen. And my testimony is about how Daddy's message made me to have an insight of honoring my father. Actually, I grew up with my father from a Christian home, but I had less interest in the things of God. And in final year in SS, I got committed. But it seems my father wasn't very much happy with the way I was going around church activities, camp meetings, and the others. And so it came to a time I rather even felt that he had backslidden and that it wasn't very, I never liked him very much. But listening to Daddy's message made me to understand that no matter what your father does or no matter how you are with your father, you must always honor your father. And so I kept on honoring him. Sometimes I called him. I tried to get closer to him. And by the grace of God, once I got admission to Anakazo, he was in support. Anytime I call him, he's always talking about blessing me. And I'm very happy that all the time he's blessing me. I'm like, I never had this thing anywhere. And I'm so grateful. It's not about money, but just the words of the Father alone is too much for me. So thank you very much, Daddy, for your message. If not for that, I would have been a rebel. Thank you very much. God bless you. Amen.
Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We have our final testimony. Help me welcome Seth to share his testimony with us. Sylvester to share his testimony with us.
Hi everyone, my name is Sylvester San from Anakazo Bible School, and I'm an usher. My testimony is about how God blessed me with a financial breakthrough through the mantle given to us by our father, Bishop Dykewood Mills. It all happened last 2 weeks after the Honor Your Prophet service. I was thinking about how I'm going to receive money to pay for the amount that I pledged. So last 2 weeks, I was in my room, and a thought just came to my mind, and I picked my handkerchief, which is the mantle God, our father, Bishop, gave to us, and I put my MTN SIM card in the handkerchief, and I prayed, and I said that if this mantle is given to us by our father, I believe that whatever our father does for us worked powerfully. So I prayed over it. And the following 2 days, surprisingly, when I picked my MTN SIM card, I saw an amount of money inside my account, which is far more than the amount that I was in need of. So I would like to use this opportunity to encourage every one of us here that the mantle which our father, Bishop Dykewood Mills, has given to us, let us use it. It is working powerfully. And I would also like to thank God for the life of our father, Bishop Dykewood Mills. God bless you so much. God bless you. Amen.
Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We need to use our mantles. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to give a powerful offering. After this powerful ministration, you need to give a powerful offering. Take out your offering. Take out a good offering on this Resurrection Sunday. Lift up your offering high above your head, wherever you are. Lift up your offering. I can't see movements. Please take out a powerful offering and lift up your offering high above your head. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the blessing to give this offering. Bless the seed that we are given in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Justina.
to Jesus, it's good to see you home. The brothers and the sisters have been here all alone. We've been waiting for you, brother, and now we're close to tears to see you coming home again, the answer to our prayer. Welcome back to Jesus. It's good to see you home. The brothers and the sisters have been here all alone. And we've been waiting for you, brother. And now we're close to tears to see you coming home again, the answer to our prayer. You've been wandering along, looking for the song we sang together before, and now we're singing just for you another time or two. We are one in the Lord. We want to welcome you back to Jesus. To see you home. The brothers and the sisters have been here all alone, and we've been waiting for you, brother, and now we're close to tears to see you coming home again, the answer to our prayer. Now it don't matter where you've been,
resurrecting. If you're excited, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our Father, Bishop Dagewood Mills.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for today and your blessing that is abundant over our lives. We give you thanks. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Are you excited to be here this morning? What a blessing. Today is Resurrection Sunday, and Jesus is risen. So every dead thing in your life is rising in Jesus' name. Now, today, is also the last little bit on our series on eunuchs in the palace. So I want you to turn to Isaiah 39, and every dead thing in your life is coming back to life. It says in Isaiah 39 and verse 7, thy sons shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. And Psalm 112, verse 1. Psalm 112 and verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Now, one of the great amazing things in life at a point is that when God wants to punish you, he'll punish you through your children and through what happens to your children. And when God wants to bless you, sometimes the blessing is coming through the children. So one of the blessings of the Lord is that the seed of the righteous shall be mighty upon the earth, and his generation, or the generation of the upright, shall be blessed. That's your portion. Amen. And then he also said that the punishment for the people of Israel for not obeying him was not even going to happen to him, but your sons shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. And if you can remember, in the book of Daniel, you may not realize, but Daniel was a eunuch. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were also eunuchs. They were all eunuchs in Babylon. And it was as they were eunuchs there that the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar found out that they were 10 times better than the other people. And he kept them in the palace and used them as his helpers and advisors. So, very important for you to realize that God blesses by blessing children. And so, you are declared blessed seed. Amen. Now, one thing that I've begun to see is rebellious people. I was even wondering whether it's genetic, because I've started to notice like rebellious people giving birth to rebellious children. You know, and it's a bit worrying. So I don't know whether the children, the demon of rebellion, starts to eye the children of the rebellious person and wants to cross over to the children. Now, I want us to, on this Resurrection Sunday, see the blessing that God has for us, and that is that we should be mighty and not be eunuchs. A eunuch is someone who was safe to have because he has no child and he has no future. As he's coming to the world, he's going out of the world just as he came. I was once talking to a pastor who was 55 years old, and he told me he had no wife, no child. He said to me, "I just work for God. I live with my sister. When I die, I'm gone. I have nothing. I own nothing. And when I'm dead, there's nothing. I have nobody to I say, he told me it's quite economical. I have nobody to care for. I don't have anything. I don't have any dependent. I don't have anybody to do anything for. I just have to die. And I'm out of this world. I'm just living for God." Yeah. So, well, I believe that God didn't call you to be a person who will be a eunuch in the kingdom. Because you can also be in the kingdom of God, but you are a eunuch. Like, for all that God has bestowed on you, there's nothing to show for it. But I believe that as this series ends today, all eunuchs, spiritual eunuchs, financial eunuchs, business eunuchs, academic eunuchs, social eunuchs, marital eunuchs, are cured of your eunuchism. In Jesus' name. There must be some fruit for all that God has done for you. Now, today's message is quite short. Today is Easter, so we will not usually stay for too long, traditionally. And it's also a good tradition. Occasionally, we don't stay long. But usually, we are here a long time. James chapter 3, verse 13. How many were blessed at Good Friday? It was exciting, wasn't it? Good Friday. James chapter 3, verse 13. Now, who is a wise man? All right. And endued with knowledge among you. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because 2 Peter 1, verse 2. 2 Peter 1, verse 2 says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge." And then verse 3 says that, "According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. So, everything that you are supposed to be and become is depending on the knowledge that you have. You may not believe it, but it's really true. We don't have roads in Ghana because of something we don't know. We don't have a factory that makes matches because of something that we don't know. We have wonderful. We don't have factories that do certain things because of something we don't know. We cannot control corruption in the country because of something we don't know. Everything is based on what you don't know and what you know. You win elections because of something you know or something you don't know. Or you lose for something you don't know or something you know. Everything is. You get a job because of what you know. You say, I did this, I studied this. What you know? Okay, we take you. We don't know. You are taken. Do you see? Yeah. So, to become to break out of being a eunuch, you must believe, you must really believe that it's because of some knowledge. You must believe it, because it is like we don't have faith in the fact that I don't know something or I know something. Do you see? But we sort of look at people as, oh, you are lucky. Oh, your father is... Oh, you... Is you are fortunate. So those are the reasons in our minds that make us dismiss the importance of just knowledge. But the Bible says, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge, okay, of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Now, you hear people say things like, oh, as for Ghanaians, it's because you say, as for Ghanaians, as for this, as for our people, you keep on our people, and so on. But it's because you don't travel much. If you travel, you find out that 90% people are the same. 90%. The 10% change difference will be in maybe diet, what you eat, what music you speak, some language. But 90% of human behavior is the same. So you may think that, oh, maybe Ghanaians are corrupt. We are not more corrupt than British or Germans or Swiss. It's the same, or Canadians. But you don't know how to control them. Uh-huh. There's something you don't know. Yes. So, or you may say, there are no gems in England or Germany. But you see, gems were discovered there. That's where they actually come from. They are actually from there. That's where they were discovered. They came and extrapolated their studies here. Do you get it? Yeah. So, you know, one time I visited a zoo. And because I had been to the Accra Zoo, I've been to the Accra Zoo many times as a child, many times. I was used to seeing animals in cages. Well, that is Accra Zoo. We have the lions, we have the monkeys, we have whatever, the few cages that we had. All right? And that was basically the zoo. But when I went to this zoo, I forget which country it was. I was walking through and I was seeing very dangerous animals just here without any cage. Do you see? And I realized that we were safe. There were some cages, but few. Every animal was contained based on the knowledge of that animal's capabilities. And they know that this one cannot climb. I remember a particular person was walking, and you just open, and you see them just there. Very dangerous looking. But none of them could come to us. Do you see? And they try to make it as natural as possible for the animals. So it is you. You may say the lions in that country are calm. They are cool. These are white people's lions. They are sociable creatures. They are vegetarians. They are vegetarian lions. No, it's not that they are different lions. You don't know something that they know. Do you see? And one thing they know makes them different. So I want you to have faith in knowledge. And knowledge makes people rich. All the rich people know something you don't know. Starting from the bank, those who wear uniform, those who don't wear uniform, those who have a certain salary. It's from, they start from what they know, and then upwards you go. All right, those who make iPhones, those who make iPads, they know something we don't know. Samsung, we don't know. So when somebody even steals their knowledge, that's what they plagiarism and what have you, then they grow wild because they know that it's the knowledge I have that makes me rich. So if you steal my knowledge, you are stealing my money. So that's why Samsung can take Apple to court for billions and vice versa, because they know that when you take what I know, you are taking my money. It's my knowledge is making me rich. You can't steal my knowledge. Do you see? So there's a lot. If you go to Geneva, there's an organization called WIPO, World International Property Organization. International properties, the knowledge, not physical properties, international property. It's called WIPO, World International Property Organization. That's all they are doing is defending knowledge and pockets of knowledge that people have that is so valuable. That is the basis of their wealth. It's what somebody knows and what he can do based on what he knows. So knowledge is really the differentiating factor, you know, and it's what makes you fruitful. So it's interesting that sexual intercourse between a husband and a wife, Genesis 3:1, was called knowing. It's like it's the thing that makes you fruitful. So, and Adam knew his wife. You see, this is like knowledge of a certain kind really makes you fruitful. So that's why God gives us in 2 Peter 1:3 all things that pertain to life and godliness. So everything that, what are the things that pertain to this life? School, car, house, food, wife, child, money, buildings, cement, husband, wife. You may think, you know, oh, it's beauty that makes a woman get married. No, no. All right. So today marks the end of ignorance. Amen. Now let's see James chapter 3 verse 13. Back to where we were. Who is a wise man? I think it's a good question. And endued with knowledge, or who has knowledge, or like who really knows? Do you see the scripture? Look at it. Oh, it's a nice verse. Who is a wise man in town, in Ghana, in church, here in this room? Okay, who? Because we have when somebody gives proverbs, we'll say he's a very wise man. He said that. I mean, the old man sitting at the bottom of the tree sees further than the young boy who has climbed to the top of the Iroko tree. Wow! Do you understand the proverb? The young boy who has climbed to the top of the Iroko tree, you may think he's seeing far because he's up. But the old man who is sitting down, he sees far more. His experience and his understanding, he sees more than the boy who's climbed up there. Wow. You know, these are wise sayings. There are a lot of proverbs. There are people you meet and say, this man is wise. And then people who use big words. People who use big words. And who use the terminology, certain terminology, are considered as wise. All these are definitions of who is a wise man. So I'm happy the Bible is also asking, who is a wise man? What do you think? Is it not a good question? Tell your neighbor, I'm about to find out whether you are a wise man. Tell them, I'm about to find out whether you are a wise man. Or endued with knowledge. I'm about to discover whether you really have knowledge. I saw you reading, but I'm about to find out whether you really have the knowledge. I saw you holding an iPad and a phone, but I'm about to find out whether you really have knowledge. Because the Bible is about to answer the question. Hey! Are you ready for the answer? Okay, let's go for the answer now. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge? Like he really knows like a lot of things. Then he says, let him show out of a good conversation his works. Or if you take away his conversation, you just say, you can take out this because it's a bit confusing. Let him show his works. Yes, let him show out of his works with meekness, with the humility of wisdom. So change the version so that we can see something. You got a version? Got a new version? Yes. Let him show by good conduct. You see, conversation is the King James word for behavior. How you behave is the King James word. You know, the King James Bible was written in 1611. So some of the words have changed in their meanings. So one of the classic words which has changed in its meaning is conversation. So even when he's talking about women, advising women to win their husband over, he says, let them win them with their good conversation. You would think that it means they are chatting. It's not the chatting, it's the behavior. Like if you behave well at home, it wins the... Is it a good teaching? I didn't write the Bible. I don't know. Okay, so let's go back to this verse. Who is a wise man? Or who is wise and understanding among you? You see, let him show by good conduct, that's behavior, that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Find another version. If you have. If you are wise. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. Because when you are wise, you are humble. Like if you say, does this person have a husband or a beloved? The other time I was saying, you may be surprised that what the person knows that you don't know is how to be humble. You see, how to be humble may be actually what the person knows. So he said, let him show out of his good behavior, his works, with the humility that comes from wisdom. So when a person is wise, it's very wise to be humble, even in business. I read a book once, Why the Mighty Fall. Four steps. They gave four steps. Why the Mighty in business. He was talking about big businesses, big banks, big organizations. One of the main, the first points was hubris born of success, or the pride that comes from success. And talking about every organization that becomes proud falls. Yeah. So not even spiritual. It's like there's sense in being humble and just being ordinary. Do you see? Not a queen of confusion. A prince of nonsense. All right? So let's go back to the King James. I like the King James one. Who is a wise man endued with knowledge? So now, if you are wise, these are what we will see by your behavior or your conduct. We'll know your conduct and then your works. So it is interesting that people who attend motivational conferences don't ask for the works of the speaker. Before they sit down, they register and sit down to listen, to be motivated. Like the person is just talking and it's like, wow, this. Why don't you find out what has this person achieved? What are his works? Then we will really know whether he's a wise man. One day I went somewhere and I met a brother and I said, what work are you doing? He said, I'm making tapes. I said, what tapes? He said, oh, there is a certain pastor come around and he wants me to, he's giving motivational speeches. So I video him and then he gives motivational speeches. Now, this pastor in question was, I mean, he doesn't even have a church. The last I heard of him, he had been sacked from his church. He has tried to start a church. It has not worked. And nothing has worked in his life. Nothing. And he was now, his new ministry, because the church also was impartation of wisdom and knowledge. But the Bible says, who is a wise man endued with knowledge among you? You see, it's not that easy to locate wise people and people who have knowledge. And the Bible is showing us how to locate wise people and people of knowledge. You see it by their good behavior, or their behavior, their conduct, and by the works. So works are very important. Just like Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. So if you are acquiring the knowledge that we are sharing every day in church, it's going to be revealed in your life and in your works and in your humility and in your wisdom. It's going to be revealed. All right. Even getting a beloved. You see, being a pastor, I've seen people have opportunities and foolishly throw away beloveds. I mean, I've watched people take classic beloveds, A1 beloveds, and actually toss them out of the car. Over and over. If there was a song, say, over and over again. I've seen it over and over. And the people will be with us weeping and even going mad. Yes. It's what I've seen. It's not what I'm reading in a book. True. Some of us don't even know how to not repel someone. Not to just not repel. Or even how to be a girl. How to be a girl. If you know how to be a girl. You know how to do WhatsApp and you know how to be on your phone, but you don't know how to be a girl. Just a girl. An ordinary girl. How to be a girl? How to say yes? How to flow? How to be nice? How to smile? Just to smile. Yeah. Who is wise amongst you? Where is your house that you built? I said, where? I'm not answering the easy question. Where is your house? Or your land? I can show you people who earn 500 cedis a month who have bought land and are building something for themselves because they have knowledge. Not money. Bible says, Proverbs 24, a house is not built with money. Yes. Prove it. Where is your house? Where is your beloved? No. You see, a brother who goes on endlessly befriending girl after girl and cannot settle down and say that, look, there are many beautiful ones, but I have to decide on one. It shows something. Our eyes will never be full up of seeing beautiful girls. Brothers, is it not true? You can even be confused at a point. Yeah. Sit down. You will make today's sermon long, but it's a short sermon. It's a short. This is just a short message. Who is a wise man? Who has knowledge? And I am telling you that it's a blessing for you to receive knowledge. It makes you have works. Yes, it makes you have works. It makes you have... If I knew what I know now, the Spintex Road here, I would be owning things over there when I was in school, because I had more money in school than when I started to work. I was never in need in school. My father didn't make me feel tired or hungry in school. Yes. No. Yes. When I was transitioning from being a student to being a doctor, it was a downward step. Yes. It was a downward step. Yes. But I didn't know what I had. The Sprinter's Road was a bush. There was no car, there was no house there. I would be the owner of all this Coca-Cola and all these places. It would have been mine. I could have bought it. But I didn't know. What you don't know is what brings you down. You think you know. I mean, everybody thinks, don't you remember when you were 16, you thought you knew everything. And when you grew up, realize I didn't know this. That's it. That's why I'm trying to let you see who really knows. So you have to tell yourself, there is something I don't know. I need to know. When you even hold the book, you say, look, Lord, I need to know something. It cannot be that I know what is in this book. I don't know what is in this book. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you must desire to have works. Anyone say you are a businessman, please, we need you to own a house in this church in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a first step. If you say you are a business, and anyone here, I am sharing with you. Yes. The place that is far away today, in 20 years when you are just 40, okay, it will be the main area. Wow. Yes. Watch and see. Okay. You don't know. My mother, you see, my father had a hotel here. And she told me, airport residential area. She said she remembers walking through the forest. Airport was forest. Airport residential area was forest. She said she remembers walking with the surveyor through the forest of the airport here. This airport here. One house is $3 million. It sounds like a story. My own mother, she said she walked through the surveyor with my father. Airport residential area. You don't believe it, isn't it? Tell somebody, I don't believe it, but I believe it. You see, so God has brought you here to know many things. Yes. Somebody was listening to the Makane, was listening to the prince, said that if I had known this, I would not have lost my husband. Yes. My husband has left me, or I have left my husband, or we have left ourselves. There was a leaving. And another person has my husband, as I'm sitting alone in the house listening to radio. I just put on the radio to listen to radio. Somebody, if I knew, I would never have lost my husband. I would have known how to behave. This morning, I had a meeting before church started. I had a meeting with some, and I gave them 3 mysterious keys. And I don't know if they even understood what I was saying. but may be the secret to having something. Yes. Now, there are certain jobs they ask, are you married? And I met somebody who told me, in our company, we don't ask whether you are married. We want to see. We will come to the house to see if you are married. Because to marry, is it to decide among all these plenty. Look, you know, as you are choosing and you said, I've seen another one, if I know. This one is final. Do you know what is happening? No. Let me tell you something. I'm telling you something, but you will not listen. These very people who you keep on finding a new one, when they take their passport to London or Germany, the immigration officers cannot see the difference. That's why, yes, between different people. Because your black face looks the same. All the faces, they can't even see. Just like how when we see Chinese, we can't tell that this is a different Chinese from the other Chinese who just came by. All Chinese be Chinese, but it's Japanese. They are different. So as you are moving around following little differences, people don't even see those differences. Yeah. It's not so wild. But to be able to choose one. When I propose to my beloved, in 1985, August 26th, 4:00 in the afternoon. Do you think there were not other beautiful girls around? But it was a quality decision. And I showed whether I had knowledge by my works. Yes. Then 4 years later, I married her. I also showed something by my works. Yes. And I'm still married to the same person. So I'm saying that knowledge can help you, but you have to believe that there are things you need to know. And you have to always be searching. I want to find knowledge. You will see. If you like, I want to bet with you 100 CDs or dollars. Choose your currency. Is there anybody ready to bet with me that if you stay in this church, you will see people getting married, and you realize that you are more beautiful than them. Stay. I want to bet with you. You will see somebody nicer. The shape is guitar shape. Whilst Coca-Cola bottle. Whilst you are shaped like a can Coke. You see the person marrying is a can Coke. And you are a Coca-Cola bottle. Everything about you is perfect, but you are not getting married. Wow. Listen. You see, today is Easter, and I don't want to ask to stay. Listen. Listen carefully. One day, I told a certain sister, marry this one. And she did. What did she know? She knew Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account. That was what she knew. Not much about perfume or makeup or whatever, but she knew Hebrews 13:17. Why should you listen to somebody like me? What do I know about life? Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. Bow, yield, give up, give in, change, bend, flow, bow, flow. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account. I said, marry this one. That's it. That's what they knew. That's what you may not know. I said, do this. I know one brother, he took a sister. She wasn't getting a beloved. He took her and said, from today, don't wear trousers to church again. Don't wear trousers to come here. And he took her to a shop. So, I've chosen this. I've chosen this. A pastor. I've chosen this. I've chosen this. I've chosen this. He pays him. Wear it. That was it. That was the end of her search. A few months or weeks, I don't know how long. She's happily married up till today. God suddenly opened her. He said, enough of her trousers. Don't wear any of this. You see, there are people that I've told, smile. That's all. People don't know how to smile. So, how many believe that God is giving you knowledge? Yes. So when we say knowledge, sometimes you think that it's science or maybe something you go and learn in school. But it's the knowledge of God and all the different types of knowledge. Do you see? And I want you to believe in knowledge. I want you to believe in knowledge. So that you look at some people, they are not peaceful. Their beloved is always contention. And if you are having such a relationship, it's better that you don't marry that person. But you don't know. You think that when you marry, everything will be okay, but it will be worse. It's called seesaw. What you see is what you saw. Say seesaw. Seesaw. Yeah. If you had known, based on the number of contentions and meetings and counselings and discussions, you should have known that by this number 3, 4, going on and on and on and on. That's one of the things I look for when people are in a relationship. I just look to see whether another meeting, issue again. Oish. But you wouldn't know. You somehow feel it's going to get better. That's what you don't know. That it will only get worse. There's only one thing you didn't know. If you had only known that, your whole life would be better. Some people can't stop quarreling. They don't know that it's not each case we prosecute. Even if the government is to follow every case, there will be more detectives than a government. There are so many places that a lot of people have done so many things. But you can choose whether you want to be detectives, police, what have you, or to move forward. Tell somebody, I have to know more things. Amen. Amen. Show your works. Amen. Habakkuk 2, verse 13. Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts that the people shall labor in the very fire. The people shall weary themselves for very vanity. Verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. So in the last day, prophetically, there's going to be a lot of knowledge. And because there's going to be a lot of knowledge, there's going to be a lot of fruit. So in this time, there's more knowledge than your fathers had. So you are going to be filled with knowledge. More knowledge is going to come to you. You know more things than we knew. Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, notice, it says, because you have rejected knowledge, I'll also reject you. You know, so how many want to be rejected? No way. From today, be a reader. I don't want anybody here to say I'm not the reading type. Say I'm the reading type. Yes. And you see, when I say you are not the reading type, what I mean is like you are more of a science student. Not like me. I'm a science student. Maths. My main brother is more of maths. I don't like biology. Like that's what I would also say. I'm not the reading type. I don't like long. That's why my books are in points. Number one, number two, number three. I can't read so many things. Do you understand? Steps, points, keys. And then we are moving on. And you see a lot of books, the chapters are short. What else do you want to be said? That's all that we are saying. Are you with me? Yes. My people are rejected because of a lack of knowledge. Even in full-time ministry, if you come and you haven't been to the university, you are likely to be rejected. You have to go to university. It's basic knowledge. That's why Anakazo Bible School is not just a 3-month something. Yes. And it's harder than the university. Those who have been to university and have gone to the school, well, we have a lot of people, architects, doctors, lawyers. We have qualified architects, qualified lawyers, qualified medical doctors. They are all in the school. Full time. And many of them testify to the fact that the school is harder than the University of Ghana that they went to. And you know why the school is hard? Because I designed the school based on my medical school exam experience. Because I realized that medical school really makes you learn hard. You can't get away with just some of these art students, those who have become bank managers and very rich. They don't come to school the whole term. Then they go and learn 2 essays and come and write it. Medical school, you can't do that, oh. You fail. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I'm going to prove to you that I'm a man of knowledge. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Now, I'm going to read to you one last scripture. Now, demonic powers, are you there? Work through your mind. So that is why when Satan wants to destroy you, he fights by putting wrong knowledge into your mind. Yes. Not only by lack of knowledge, by wrong knowledge. You believe the wrong things. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, verse 4 says, the weapons of our warfare, which are for fighting devils, our enemy, are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What are the strongholds? Go on, verse 5. Casting down imaginations, thoughts, that exalt themselves against the right knowledge. So you see, not only does Satan fight you by making you lack knowledge, he fights you by making you know the wrong thing or think the wrong things. So you think in a certain way, like maybe I must fight for my rights all the time. You shouldn't fight for your rights at all. Yeah, but you have trained yourself So I fight for your right and don't let any man cheat you. Don't let anybody. It depends on what you know. And sometimes it's what you know, you see, that destroys you, not what you don't know. I was watching a short documentary I chanced upon television about Kwame Nkrumah. And they said, you know, things were going bad in the country. Prices went up. Things were not working well. And then at that very time, you see, you watch the leaders. You see that they actually, not even that they lack knowledge, but they know something that is not true. He took a decision to donate $10 million to Guinea. At a time that we didn't have money at all. And the country was going, it's like, he's also moving. And he said it was a very bad decision. I was watching the document. It was a bad decision. Economically. But that's what he thought. Then when he was going to Vietnam, he was confident. Like he's going to, he's not going to London. No. Vietnam is very far away. Do you know Vietnam? You go to Dubai beyond Asia. It's like he's leaving his nation behind and just, you know, going for international whatever. You see, but and when he went, that was it. They just took over. And the jubilation in the country, there were so many prisoners and so many people in prison. They were so happy. Five times they attempted to kill him. He survived. So, many times you don't even know. Because most of the people who are up there, they are isolated and they don't know. So based on the wrong knowledge, you also be moving. Do you see? You think that everything is okay. You think it's this. You think it's right. But you actually know the wrong thing. You know, madness is half diagnosis of madness. You know, we need only two big symptoms to diagnose that you are mad. When I say mad, I don't mean depression. I don't mean psychological things, personality disorders, and so on. I'm talking of real madness, bonkers. Okay? There are only two symptoms that if I hear, then I know that, no, this is serious. If your child has a problem, I'll always be looking for some particular thing. One of them is that the person has paranoid delusions. That is, beliefs in something you can't convince the person about it. You know, there are only two. You know, if you go to a normal doctor, he will examine this part of you. But with a psychiatrist, they'll listen to you talk. They are looking to see two things. Hey! One time, the psychiatrist asked what question. It's an interesting question the psychiatrist asked somebody, and she was saying, what's the question?
Said, can anybody change your mind when you believe something? Can anyone change your mind?
Can anyone change your mind? That's a psychiatrist asked. She went with a patient. And the question the psychiatrist, can anyone change your mind? So you see that stubbornness is something that is getting somewhere. Hey! Ask your neighbor, can anyone change your mind? Yes. No, it's true. Can anyone change your mind? Always make sure you marry someone whose mind can be changed. That's why we always, you should be in the same church. You know, the pastor can shout at you. He can say to the husband this. He can say to the wife. Someone who can change minds. if necessary. Yes. Can anyone change your mind? It's a serious question. It borders on madness. And I don't want to mention the other things because you'll be worried. Some of you may think that you are going mad. Because I know some people here have delusions. If I mention the other symptom now, some of you will be diagnosing that you are mad. But you are not mad. We need the two to be there for us to diagnose that you are mad. So it's only 50%. Hey. The reason why Kadela is married is because somebody could change her mind. I could change her mind. Yes. When I first knew her, it wasn't that easy to change her mind. But at point came, I was able to change her mind. So, change your mind. The mind changeable. You are lacking the ability to change your mind. And Satan has implanted certain knowledges. So, casting down imaginations and things that are against the knowledge of God. That's like death. People don't believe that you can even govern the country without going to borrow. Is this, the country is like a person. People feel that you have to borrow. To me, the mark of good advice is advice that I don't need to borrow money. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody just shouted, I now believe. But he did not believe before. Yes. So our church, we have been building slowly. That's why we are feeling hot. That's why there's no children's church. That's why there's no this, there's no that. Slowly. Rather than going to Zenith Bank to borrow or Fidelity Bank to bring a loan, which will disturb you for the next 25 years. Do you understand? Yeah. We will be chained to the bank like this. When we take an offering on Sunday, then we are going back. Go back and pay. Forever and ever. So there is another way to be rich. But without loans, it's possible for those who believe it. But you see, because it's implanted, those who did arts and have become bank managers, they couldn't do science. Don't forget. Always remember. They'll be mentioning big words, financial engineering, securitization of future earnings, leverage, hedging, micromanaging, liquidation. Assets, mortgage, provisions, equity. I mean, when they mention, recently I look at one of them and I said, what course did you do? I know top people that are big time managers. They did archaeology. They couldn't even get sociology or... Yes. Archaeology. Charlie, let's be serious. Archaeology. They are the ones leading us into this debt. All right. Tell somebody, I'm going to show you that I'm a man of knowledge. You watch. Amen. There will be no more eunuchs in the palace. Are you excited about that? And finally, finally, Isaiah 33, verse 6. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Amen. And strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Look, everyone, I know that most of the people are not going to be pastors. All of us are going to be working. Many will be lay pastors. Some will be full-time. Whichever what you are doing, wisdom and knowledge will bring stability into your life. You see, by the grace of God, if the government change, will not affect the church. And if even there's no CD tomorrow, they announce all those with 50 CDs bring to the bank, which has happened before. Live. Anyone with 50 CD note bring to the bank in Ghana, it was announced. Yes. Where they check everybody's account, and if you have 50 CDs and you bring it, I don't know whether they were arresting them or what they were doing. Yes. It wouldn't. Wisdom and knowledge will make you stable. Yes. Make you stable in your marriage. Your marriage will be nice. I keep telling you that your marriage will be nice. Actually, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your marriage. Yeah, your marriage will be like this. Calm. There'll be no shouting in the house. The stability of your church. Yes. You know, when I thought about loyalty and disloyalty, people criticize me. What is this message and all that? But it brings stability. I know one pastor, he threw out my teaching. He actually even told his wife, no of this man's book in this house. Yes. This book out. One day, one of the top elders or pastors, or I don't know what, whether I think it was a pastor or whatever, in his church. I mean, they were exchanging shoutings. Yes. You see, instability, it comes by rejecting knowledge and wisdom. And this pastor, or whatever he was, I think one time he took him to the airport. When they got to the airport, he took his luggage and threw it at him. Yes, threw it. Yes. He just threw his luggage to him. Yes. You see, you may reject knowledge and wisdom, which stabilizes. You can't in our church, by the grace of God, I don't know who will go and to the airport and throw somebody's bag, throw it at you. Throw it out of. Yes. No. And when they present, when the case came to the other pastors, they rather turn on the pastor. You see, you would have thought they would even say, you cannot do this. No. You are saying nobody should read this book. Nobody should read the book. How will you know the stability? When I've written a book, those who, I don't even know which of the those who are proud. Hey! Those who forget. Dangerous sons. Take the person's luggage and they throw it out. So, when I spoke to people about debts, so that you tell people even an idea. Do you know how many people I've told in the church to sell cement, to sell iron rods? They are still in the house unemployed. I said, sir, we'll buy it from you. They will look at you. We buy from outsiders because you tell somebody, sell it, I want to buy from you. I don't want to buy from an outsider. People are big. You can imagine if you can value an Anakazo campus. How many million dollars is there of concrete and concrete roads? Yes, he's an engineer. Don't throw away knowledge. You know, I learned something years ago. I said, if my father tells me something I don't like it or I don't agree, I will not still throw it away. Any older person who speaks, like he knows something, even if he's criticizing the church, there is a reason why they are criticizing the church, because a lot of things have happened in churches. They are not saying it out of a vacuum. You don't just throw knowledge away. Listen. Today, you see people begging. I mean, can you imagine somebody having millions of dollars and then later coming to beg for money? I've seen all. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your time. So, don't disregard things. Archbishop Duncan Williams. There are many things that he said. Sometimes when you speak, it sounds funny. Most of them are happened. Most. One day I was in his house and he said he disappointed himself. He said, these people, their church will be destroyed. And he described, and it happened exactly. 10 years it took and it happened. Yeah. So, sometimes people know things. And that is why you must be very advisable. When I say advisable, like you are able to be advised. So that both the lack of knowledge and then the wrong knowledge that is in you can be replaced with the knowledge of God and God's wisdom. Decide to be a learner. The Bible says it's better to be a little child than to be an old king who can no longer be admonished. Yes. Decide, I'll always. Today and yesterday and today, you should have seen me in my room praying. I was praying for new knowledge. Yes. In fact, I said, Lord, this spirit of, I keep on praying for the spirit of wisdom and spirit of knowledge. So I think you are getting used to my prayer. So I want to change the words. So I say, no, I need new knowledge that I don't have. I want to know new things that I don't know. Then I want new wisdom that I don't have. And then new counsel. Oh, Isaiah 11:2. I didn't even pray for the spirit of counsel. Like new advice to my life. Like new advice that I've not had. And then new understanding. Wow. Apart from the current understanding that I want new understanding. So I was explaining to the Lord that this is exactly what I'm asking for. Because I know that when I know new things, it will take me higher. It's the stability of your times. Depends on the wisdom and the knowledge you have. Young girl, I tell you, you will think that it's your face. You will think that it's your beauty or your hips or whatever. Trust me. You, one of the amazing human creatures you are going to meet in this world are men who get tired so quickly of you. You will be amazing in this world. If you like, watch and see. A man, how he shall tire quickly of seeing you, of relating with you, and you won't listen. Wisdom and knowledge will make you stable in this life. Yes. That's why I don't know the difference between full moon and when they say the moon die, like end of the month. I have nothing to pay. Yes. I have nothing to buy. Yes. I have nothing to buy, literally. You ladies are wearing, you have so many shoes. We haven't even seen it. You came, we haven't seen that you are wearing a new shoe. True. But it hasn't occurred to you. So you're always buying. Yes. It is, I mean, you are a girl, so buy. You are allowed to buy because you are a girl. But you may think people are noticing. But no.
stable. Stable. I see stability coming into your life. Wisdom and knowledge, stability. Join me in my prayers and I'm praying to the Lord for new knowledge. How many are going to join me in that nice prayer? New things I don't know, I want to know new. New wisdom. New, I want to understand in a new way from how I've been understanding. And I want new counsel, like counsel, advice. Receive it for your life and receive stability in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. What a blessing. Lift your hands and thank God for the blessing of Easter Sunday. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for this moment. Just pray for this new knowledge. No, don't even say spirit of knowledge, but new knowledge. To stabilize your life. Stable. Stable. For today, for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Now, in Timothy, 1 Timothy 6, it says that, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. You see, there are riches that are uncertain. It's not stable. It's not certain. God is going to give you what is certain. What is sure. Lift your hand and thank him for this beautiful knowledge that he has given to your life. Certain. Not uncertain. Uncertain. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise for what is certain. What is stable. Stable relationships. Lasting friendships. Long-lasting interactions that continue throughout. Thank you for stability. Thank you for stability. Thanks for your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you are here, you want to give your life to God. Maybe somebody invited you. Today is Easter. Want to give your life to Jesus. If you are here like that, lift your right hand quickly and I'm going to pray. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I want a stable life. I want Jesus to come into my life, to change my life. Then your hand must be up. I see so many hands. God bless you. God bless you. I want Jesus to change my life forever. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. If you've lifted your hand, come to me. Come. Come from where you are standing. Come. Come here. I want to pray with you.
Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today.
Stand right here. Stand here.
Come
God bless you.
Unto Jesus.
And lift up your hands.
Let him have his way.
You want to give your life to Jesus? Come on, my friend.
To Jesus and give him your life today. Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way.
Lift your hands like this. Say after me, Jesus. Please forgive me for my sins. I confess I am a sinner. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me and forgive me. I pray for mercy today. Please write my name in the book of life. I surrender my life to Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, change everything about me. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, is everybody not getting one of these books today? When are you getting them? After? Yes, now. Now is the time. Now, this is one of my books that I wrote. It's called How You Can Become a Strong Christian. I want you to write your name in this book. Never give it to anybody. Even if they want to borrow it, don't give it to them. I want you to read it. And your life is never going to be the same. When you read it, you must see me talking to you. Because I wrote it. It's nobody wrote it. I wrote it to you. Your life is changing from today. Amen. Knowledge of Jesus and wisdom shall be the stability of your times. Hallelujah. You'll never be a eunuch in the kingdom. Now, when we close, after, I want you to come to the side where the choristers are sitting over there for just 1 minute. I will pray with you before you go. Don't go if I don't come to pray for you. All right? God bless you. You may go back to your seat. It's time for communion. You may be seated. How many know that you are blessed to be having communion every week? Some people have it only on Good Friday. As often as you eat this bread and drink this wine, you do show or you manifest the power of God in your life. Wow. You do show the Lord's death. And it's the Lord's death that released the power of salvation to us. Thank you, Jesus.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather around the table of the Lord.
Your feet. John 6:56. John 6:56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. Hey. Wow. Verse 55 says, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink. So Jesus is saying, we can eat his flesh. We can drink his blood. Whoever eats, verse 56, stays in God, dwells in God, and God also dwells in him. Is it not amazing? Put up that verse on the screen, please. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me. So you are in God. Nothing can touch you. He that touches you touches the apple of his eye. By this communion, you are in him. And he, his power, and everything that he is in you. Father, we thank you as we declare this to be the body of Jesus Christ. Bless us mightily and heal us as we receive you in us and we in you, the body of Jesus Christ. and now the blood. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood. I feel that I'm entering Jesus now. Dwelleth in me. And I am in him. I am in him. May you always be in him. Whatever attacks you, attacks Jesus first. It shall not prosper. It is hard to kick against the pricks. It will be difficult from this moment to attack you. By this blood, may you escape death. By this blood, may you escape all types of attacks and wicked intentions against you. Any meeting that is held about you turns into your favor now. Anytime your name comes up, it will go in your favor. Every decision by wicked men and unreasonable men to confuse your life, I curse that table in Jesus' name. That meeting will end in confusion. From today, you dwell in him and he is in you. The blood of Jesus.
Far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners.
Your hand and receive your blessing. You are favored.
Amen.
You are chosen.
Amen.
You are selected.
Amen.
Among a thousand,
Amen.
You will always be chosen.
Amen.
God chooses you.
Amen.
And out of your brothers and sisters, you are declared a shining star.
Amen.
May God's light shine upon your life. May people around you detect the light that is in you. And may you have the favor of God on your life. Whoever is here without love, without affection, without being chosen, receive a special grace of love today. Whoever has not married and desires to be married, may your dreams come true this year in Jesus' name. May the God of good surprises surprise you with a good surprise this year. Whatever looks far away is brought very near by the power of God. Whatever looks impossible in your life, God has made it possible. For with God, all things shall be possible. The impossible shall be made possible. May your next step and your next decision and your next move be a move of greater knowledge, greater wisdom, greater understanding, and greater counsel. You'll never be considered a fool after this moment. In the next 2 weeks, there will be an upgrade of your life. In the name of Jesus, you'll be hearing positive reports from afar. May you hear good news, good reports in your life.
from today in Jesus' name. Now lift your hand and thank God that the word spoken by the prophet shall practically happen in your life. Father, thank you. By a prophet, you brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet, he was preserved. Bring your children out of Egypt by these words, and preserve them by these words. I thank you for the blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to hear the word congratulations, and you'll be hearing it from now throughout the year. In Jesus' name, give the Lord a shout of amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.